Oh, some of you are doing okay. Okay. Well, it's just an awesome privilege being the opportunity to speak to you all today. I really believe that God's given me a message to share. I'm so fired up to share what God's taught me over the summer at the Women's Choice Network. And all I ask of you today is that you be open to what God has for you. You be honest and real with yourselves and with God. So I'm going to open our time with prayer. So please close your eyes with me. Jesus, you are so awesome. You're so glorious. We thank you so much for who you are, what you've done in our lives. Lord, I am nothing without you. Lord, what I have to say doesn't matter if you're not speaking through me. Lord, I pray that you would just hide me behind your cross, and your grace and your mercy and your love will be displayed in this place. I pray you'll move through the hearts of these people. I pray you will just grab people, Lord, and show them that they need you. There's no hope apart from you. Lord, I need you so much in this time. Lord, I pray that we wouldn't leave here without hearing from you. In your name, amen. Okay, well, as Dr. Smith said, I was a male counselor at the Women's Choice Network, which is a crisis pregnancy center located around the city of Pittsburgh. And my job was to come alongside the guys there who were there with their pregnant girlfriends and pregnant wives and encourage them to choose life for their unborn children. And if they did that, I would also help them to set up life goals like getting a college education or getting a job. And God definitely really stretched me with this internship. I came into this internship with literally no experience. I remember when I first had my first counseling session, I walked in, you're like, "Hey, I'm Taylor Brown. I know what I'm doing." And so I'm like, "I have no idea what I'm doing. What am I going to say to these people? Like, what can I offer them? I have no experience in counseling whatsoever." And but God really did stretch me. And I had to do a lot of things for the center I wasn't expecting to have to do. For example, I had to go to the Art Institute down in Pittsburgh a lot and advertise. And one of the days, my advisor thought it'd be a good idea if I handed out free pregnancy tests. And that was the most fun thing to do, especially when the booth next to me was Planned Parenthood, and some young, attractive woman was handing out free condoms. And I'm like, "Here, pregnancy test, responsibility." And she's like, "Here, have fun." And it really wasn't that great. It was definitely, I got a lot of people making fun of me. A lot of people ask me, like, "Why are you handing these out? I don't need this." Another example, we started offering tests for STDs at our center. And so my advisor thought it'd be a good idea if I'd be the one who called our women clients to tell them that we offer testing for STDs. So ladies in the house, imagine getting this phone call from me. "Hi, this is Taylor from the Women's Choice Network. I just want to let you know that we're offering STD testing for gonorrhea and chlamydia. And if you would need this, please just set up an appointment with us. We would love to do that." Yeah, I remember one lady's like, "Why are you telling me this? Why aren't they having some other woman call me?" I'm like, "I have no idea. I don't know why they're having me tell you this." No, but seriously, God really did stretch me a lot this summer. He taught me a lot about myself, about ministry, about life, about death, and the meaning of hope. God definitely blessed me with a lot of awesome experiences over the summer. And for most of the time, I was on the mountaintop praising God for his faithfulness and his goodness. And, but then I realized this really can't last forever. And after a few short days, I descended into the valley of spiritual dryness and unfruitfulness. As a ministry, we experienced death from all sides. One of our clients who I really cared about, they said they were going to keep their baby, but one day out of the blue, they called and said, "We're going to have an abortion. We're leaving the state. Don't try to call us or contact us again." Just hung up the phone. Another couple who really cared about, who finally decided to keep their baby, a week later, they had a miscarriage. And another woman who I talked to on the phone, she was pregnant, and she decided to hang herself, and her unborn child died as well. I mean, there are no words for that kind of thing. Like, what do you say to that kind of stuff? I mean, like one of those cliche Bible verses, "God has a plan for you to prosper you, not to harm you." And that, in this circumstances, that's not going to help. And it just really, really just took me down. It really, I don't know, I feel like God wasn't using me at all. I felt like I wasn't doing anything of value. And in this time, God really came alongside me, and he told me, "Taylor, you're never going to understand why this kind of stuff happens. You'll never understand why this happens. All I'm asking you to do is to trust me and to believe that I am good and I am faithful." And he came alongside me, and he told me, he reminded me that child was now in the presence of Jesus, and they'd never had to experience the pain and suffering that fills this world. and to only know the indescribable joy and beauty that exists in the presence of God. Man, I can't begin to tell you how much that comforted me. That's like what I needed the most. And I have hope that that woman knew Jesus Christ. I have no idea if she did, but I pray that she did. Because I believe that suicide is not an unforgivable sin. I believe that her last sinful and selfish decision could have been covered by the blood of Jesus. And I had to imagine her being reunited with her child in the presence of Jesus, and all the pain, all the despair that she had in this life, which led to her death, it would just fade away in light of the face of Jesus and the face of her beautiful child. And that gave me so much hope. I have hope for that woman. I have hope for that child. And the reason I'm telling you this, the reason I'm telling you this story, because I know there's some of you today who are about on the verge of giving up. You're on the verge of losing hope. I'm coming here to tell you today, don't lose hope in your situation. Don't lose hope in the truth that you can be forgiven today. You can be changed by the grace of Jesus Christ. Don't lose hope. There is hope today, and his name is Jesus. Amen? Amen. Sorry, lost my place. I know what some of you are thinking. Yeah, Taylor, I've heard all this before, but you don't know who I am. You don't know what I've done. I'm messed up. I'm too messed up for God to love me. Let me tell you, that is a lie straight from Satan, and God's going to expose that for the lie that it is. You're not so messed up that God can't love you. You are so messed up that God made a way to love you through Jesus Christ dying on the cross. I'm going to say that again. You're not so messed up that God can't love you. You're so messed up that God made a way to love you through Jesus Christ dying on the cross. I should get an amen from everybody for that. I know that some of you think you're too far for the love of God to reach you, but let me say there's no too far for the love of God. We have this weird idea that God doesn't know who we are, and if he did, he wouldn't have sent Jesus to the cross. Listen, God knew you were going to be messy. God knew you were going to be sinful. God knew you were going to be drawn to evil things every day. That's the point of the cross, that we're going to fail, we're going to stumble. But in the midst of that, God loves us, he pursues us, and he will forgive us in Jesus Christ if we turn to him. There may be some of you who think, okay, Christ and Christianity, it's all for good people. It's only for good people who lead perfect lives. But if anything, the cross is a glaring acknowledgement that we're all screw-ups who need a Savior. And today, if you turn to Jesus Christ, he will put your broken life back together. Look, we're all broken. None of us are good. We all need Jesus Christ to put us back together. And the beauty of the gospel is that Jesus didn't come to this earth and tell us to put ourselves back together. He didn't tell us to fix ourselves. He came to this earth and said, give me your broken pieces of your fragmented life. I will put you back together. I love what Romans 5 says. It says, for while we are still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though for a good man, one might even dare to die. But God shows his love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. While you were still dead in your sin, while you were walking in darkness, Christ came to this earth. He lived a life filled with pain and misery and persecution. He was beaten. He was placed on a cross and he was murdered. And all of your sin, all of your shame, your past was placed on him. Today, if you turn to him, he will take your brokenness and he will replace it with his life and his righteousness. I'm a living example of this. I grew up in a Christian house. I knew Christ my whole life. My parents say I accepted Christ whenever I was 5 years old. I don't really know when I was saved. Who knows? But I know in high school, I walked in hopelessness. I walked in darkness. I was in deep depression. I didn't think there was hope for change. But Christ shined into my life, and he showed me there's a better way. He showed me that I don't have to walk in my brokenness, that I can be made new. And Christ made me new. I am not the person I used to be. 5 years ago, 3 years ago, if you got me up here, I'd be like, ooh, I'd have no idea what to do. I'd be terrible. You'd all hate this message. Literally, you'd all hate this message. You want to kill yourselves. This would not be a good message. So I just pray that you'd all believe that today. Dr. Smith already read this verse. I'm going to read it again. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. All the days of my life ordained for me and were written in your book before one of them even came to be. Listen, God watched over you as you were in your mother's womb. He knew you, he loved you, and he crafted an awesome plan for your life. The only question is, are you going to accept that plan for your life? I'm going to get real here for a minute. I know there's girls in this room who have had abortions in their past. I believe that. God's revealed that to me. I know that's true. My heart goes out to you. I know how devastating that is. I met with a lot of people who made that decision, and that decision is still haunting you, and you feel hollow and empty, and you don't feel like there's any hope for change. I know that there are guys and girls in this room who have been sexually abused, sexually mistreated, and you don't feel like you're worth anything, especially the love of God. I know there's guys in here who are under the oppression of pornography, and you don't feel like you can ever escape or get out from under it. Let me tell you, I was that guy, and God let me escape. God gave me a way. It can happen for you. There is hope. Don't count God out in your situation. There is hope. There is always hope. Man, I just really want you guys to believe this today. I really do. I know a lot of you guys might know this as head knowledge, but I want you to know it as heart knowledge. I want you to experience it and live in that truth today. I know there are a lot of people in here who are walking in darkness. A lot of people in this room who are walking in their sin and brokenness. The Bible best describes it as, we are all dead in our sins. We're dead. I was dead. My biggest prayer for you all today, that Christ's light will shine into your lives. He'll pierce the darkness that you're walking in today. And he will reach into your life, and he will say, arise, awake from death. I love the verse in Ephesians 5, I think it's 14, that says, awake, O sleeper, arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. I know there's some people in here today that Christ is going to shine his light into your life. He's going to shine the glory and majesty of his love, his grace, and his forgiveness. And he's going to call out to you and say, arise. It's time to wake up. Time to be raised from the dead. And Christ will place you into the plan he has for you. He will take you from your sin and brokenness and place you on a path that he created you to walk. And I'm not coming up here and saying that if you become a Christian, everything will be great, everything will be awesome. No, life's hard. Sometimes life gets harder when you're a Christian, but you have hope. You finally have hope that you don't have to walk in darkness. There's hope for your future. There's hope after death. Jesus once said, whoever comes to me, I will by no means send away. So today, if there's an abortion in your past, you turn to Jesus today, he will not send you away. If you're addicted to porn today, and if you turn to God, he will not send you away. Today, fill in the blank, whoever you are, whatever you've done, if you turn to Jesus today, he will not send you away. Paul writes in Romans that whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Whoever you are, whatever you've done, if you call upon the name of the Lord, if you say, Jesus, I need you, I'm hopeless without you, I'm sick of walking in darkness, I want to arise from death, turn to Jesus, and he will make you arise. This isn't in my notes, but I really do believe there are people in here who the Holy Spirit is moving in their hearts. I trust him for that. I believe him for that. It's not my job to be up here and convincing you of this. I believe the Holy Spirit's moving. So today, if you really do believe this, please don't wait another minute. Don't wait one more minute. Scripture says today is the day of salvation. Today, don't harden your heart against God. If he's calling you, if he's shining his light into your hearts, if he's calling you to arise, don't shrug it off. Me and some of my friends will be up here. We'd love to pray with you and talk with you. If God is really moving in your heart, please, I'm literally begging you, please don't leave without talking with one of us or praying. We would love to know what's going on in your heart. We'd love to come alongside you and encourage you in Christ. We would love to help you get on the path that you're created to walk. So please, there'll be some of us up here who want to talk to you. And also, one of our representatives from the Women's Choice Network is out in the lobby. And if any of you girls or any of you guys have questions for her or you want to volunteer anything, she would love to talk to you. I'm going to close in a word of prayer. Jesus, I thank you so much for what you've done in this room. I trust that your Holy Spirit has stirred up hearts. You have moved. I believe that. Lord, I believe that your light has pierced the darkness of so many people in this room, and they realize they no longer have to walk in hopelessness. There is hope in Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you so much for what you've done. In your name, amen. Thank you.